Tyler Scott, Sports Information and Digital Media Coordinator.
So what kind of things do you typically cover? Like, what's your job include?
My job is to promote and publicize all the athletic teams on campus, handle the website GoSpires.com, go to all the home games, do stats or take photos or, you know, create graphics throughout the week for game days and stuff like that. Just try and put all the teams and student athletes in a positive light.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Do you just do sports or do you do any extracurriculars, like coverage at all? Or is it just kind of limited to sports?
It's mostly sports. I mean, if I can find the time, I'll try and travel with teams
mm-hmm.
or to team events. And, I mean, I sometimes help out the marketing department here and there with little things, but it's mostly my own department itself. It's just athletics.
That's what I thought. I thought there would be a little overlap. I didn't know that you do pictures and stuff, too. I thought that was usually just marketing who covered that stuff.
And then you also, like, yeah, graphics are on either Facebook, the St. Mary Facebook, or St. Mary USM Spirewire, and Instagram as well.
Oh, I didn't know that we had an Instagram,
actually. It just got fixed up, I think, yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the handle for that?
Yeah, USM Spires.
Do you typically use Photoshop, or, like, what software do you typically use to make graphics?
Photoshop for most of my graphics, InDesign for the game programs that are handed out to fans of games.
Mm-hmm. What brought you here to St. Mary? Like, what made you want to come here?
Well, I'm originally from Lenexa, so it's basically back home. Spent 3 years at Lyon College in Arkansas, and kind of was, tired of the small town feel. Kind of wanted to get back home into the big city area.
Mm-hmm. So is it just, like, typically home games? Like, do you not usually, like, how often do you get to the away games, would you say?
That probably just all varies on if there's a home event scheduled for the same day. So, like, if there's a soccer doubleheader at Burkle and volleyball's playing at, Kansas Wesleyan or something, I probably have to be here for the home game itself.
How did you get started in this type of work? Like, what made it interest you?
Well, I've always had a interest in sports, and I had started doing volunteer work at Baker University and Avila. And then also did some work at the NAIA National Office in Kansas City, Missouri. And then got an internship at Lindsey Wilson in Kentucky for a year. And then went to Lyon for 3 years and then came back here.
Are there, like, internships available here for someone who wanted to do something like that that you know of?
I guess if anyone's interested in the JCOM department, they can contact me if they have interest in doing any kind of athletic work or helping out at games. If they have, like, a sport management background too, that mm-hmm. always helps. I have a student worker currently now who comes in every once in a while during the week, and then I just got a GA, Cassidy Harbor.
Oh yeah.
So she'll be helping me out hopefully at a lot of games. That's cool. And stuff.
What's your favorite part about your job here?
I mean, obviously getting a free seat at games is always fun, mm-hmm. but just kind of, being able to interact with student athletes in a positive way to kind of see them succeed and promote them in the best way possible.
Is that your favorite aspect?
Yeah.
Like, the promotion part of it?
I mean, it's job here right now is pretty new because I guess the school has never really had someone of my background and position. So it's kind of, I think it's more like a learning experience for not only me, but the school itself. So hopefully try to help them understand that someone in my position is kind of important for athletics. So that way we can all kind of cooperate and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I thought it was weird that we didn't have someone who, like, would always,
It used to be Tony Hurla. He was the assistant baseball coach, or he was, but he left, but, I think it's kind of hard for someone to be a coach and handle this position at the same time.
Especially if it's his season, like, and then there's other seasons going on, for sure. Do you do any editing, like, video editing for things, or is it typically just, like, photos and flyers.
Right now, I don't do a whole lot of video editing just because I don't really have video editing software. That's kind of maybe controlled by Brad Beckwith, who's in our marketing department. But hopefully in the future, something like that to pop up.
Do you think that the school will expand kind of like your department almost, like get more people to cover more things, or do you think it'll just kind of be one, maybe two people?
I think right now it's kind of, right now it's just the way it is, where kind of handling everything by myself and kind of delegating it to students. But obviously if anyone in JCOM's interested in helping out in any way, I'm open to having them help me.